So the beginning of the reading, first reading, Prophet Amos has some pretty harsh words for those who destroy the poor and trample upon the needy. He's talking to these people who are seemingly upset about the Sabbath because they're losing a day of sales, a day of work. They'd rather be out there making more money. That this imposition of the Sabbath has caused them distress in their life. And so then they plan to take it out on the poor and the needy as they're going to cheat them in their scales and in their units of measure and how they do business. Are we any different? Do we really enter into the day of the Lord on Sunday? Is our whole week pointed to this encounter with the joy and the gift of the resurrection? Or is it just something that we get through? Do we find a mass that's most convenient for our schedule so that nothing really is inconvenienced? And while we're at Mass or while we're planning for Mass, are we thinking about the other things that we have to do that we could be doing? Or do we really enter into the joy of the resurrection? The prophet goes on to give the penalty for this, where the Lord says, on that day, I will take away the word of the Lord, that they will search and will not be able to find it. And what we know from the New Testament, as we understand this wrath of God, this punishment of God, it's not always and usually never an action of God that's doing this work. It's simply the consequences of the choices that we make that becomes the quote-unquote wrath of God, his punishment. And we saw it in the Pharisees in the gospel. These who followed the rules, they went to Sabbath. So the same kind of mindset we can imagine from the people in the first reading. But they were unable to hear the word of God. He was right there in front of them, living out in real time the word of God present in front of them, but they were unable to hear, unable to notice because of the hardness of their heart. Then we have someone like Matthew, who in the eyes of those religious people was one of the greatest sinners. But his heart was open in some way. He was desirous of something more. Two simple words, at least in English: follow me. It's easy for us to be distracted. It's easier for us to get caught up in the things of this world and seek satisfaction in the things that we have and the things that we can get. But our hearts are made to rest in the Lord. And this is why the Sabbath, the Sunday, the day of the Lord is so important, so necessary for us. So on this day that we pray on First Friday for the Sacred Heart, a rekindling of that love, that mercy, of truth, of justice in our own hearts. Let's pray for a deepening of the love of the Sabbath, of the day of the Lord, so that when Christ does come by, when Christ does call out to us, like St. Matthew, with zeal and enthusiasm, we will leave everything behind to follow him.